This is True Girl, a podcast for girls and their moms. Together, we'll explore God's truth for us, one track at a time. This season, we're exploring the biblical meaning behind the new tunes on our True Girl Crazy for Jesus album. Dana Gresh and Stacey Rudolph are learning all about them as they go on a trip in the True Girl tour bus. Have you ever struggled to understand your value? Yeah, I think every girl does. But God's Word tells you something really important to help you with that. Today, we'll explore the crazy truth about your position in Christ. That's in the next episode in this season, titled, Wear My Crown. I am a true girl. Here's Stacy.
Hear ye. The blanket castle is now complete. All royalty must enter through the front gate.
Oh, Stacy, you did it. That blanket castle is amazing. You've outdone yourself.
Why, thank you. I had to top that blanket fort I made with the team a few years ago.
Yeah, I don't know many people who've ever even made a blanket castle. Oh, man, what? My sock is wet. Did you spill water?
Yeah, let's just say trying to make a moat on a moving bus was a bad idea.
I imagine it was. You know what? I think this royal creation calls for a royal song. Let me connect my phone's Bluetooth to the speaker here.
Oh boy, what are you gonna play?
I'll stay true to your playlist, girl. Here's another one from the True Girl Crazy for Jesus album. Now, I know you're the real DJ in the bus, but this next song is called Wear My Crown, featuring the one and only Stacey Rudolph.
The world will tell me who to be, but Jesus, you're who I believe. You gave me life and dignity, and now I'm free just being me. So now I'm laughing, dancing. My identity is found in you. So I'll be fearless, courageous. I'm thankful I know the truth. I am a royal, I'm adopted by your love. I love to know that Jesus with you, I'm in love. I know who I am, got an inheritance. I'm clothed in beauty now. I will wear my crown. I will wear my crown. I will wear my crown.
No, I'm not talking diamonds. This is eternal confidence. Set on heaven, those streets of gold are waiting. So now I'm laughing, dancing. My identity is found in you. So I'll be fearless, courageous. I'm thankful I know the truth. I am a royal, I'm adopted by your love. I love to know that Jesus.
That girl sounds good.
Stop. Don't embarrass me.
I don't mean to embarrass you, but I do love that song, though. Was it fun to record?
Yeah, it was. I was nervous, but it was a good time.
You know, although you sound great on that song, Stacy, that isn't why I love it. I love it because of the truth it shares. Our culture's always trying to tell us who we are, and their definition is constantly changing. We have value if we look this way, or we think that way, or we believe this way, or we affirm that, and it's just always different.
You're right about that. I can't keep up.
Me either, and we shouldn't try to. God has already told us who we are. We are His daughters. Let me grab my Bible from my bunk.
That's the dungeon.
Hey, why does my bed have to be the dungeon? I can't even get to it. Ah! I just gotta get through this front gate and... what is this, a tower?
Watch the drawbridge!
Yeah, watch the drawbridge is right. Here we go. Okay. Got it. Whew. I want to read a few verses here. All right, first, Ephesians 1:5. It reads, God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure. I love that verse. You know, when we accept Jesus as our Savior, we're adopted as sons and daughters of God. He becomes our Father. Now, if you know your Bible, you know that Jesus is called the King of...
Kings!
Yes, and what do you call the adopted daughter of a king?
A princess!
Exactly. And there are other verses that say it a little more specifically, like 1 Peter 2:9, which says we are a royal priesthood. But let me read this. It's one we're using on the True Girl Crazy Hair Tour right now. Let's see. This one's in the Old Testament. So when you and I openly say that Jesus is Lord, we become Christians. We're saved. But let me show you something really cool. Here it is, Isaiah 28:5. Yes. When we are saved, this verse says, the Lord of armies will be like a glorious crown. A crown, Stacy, a crown. And Christ inside of us saves us. And this verse says that He crowns us. He's like a crown of royalty that we wear. But you know what, Stacy?
What?
Being a princess is hard work. It's not all ballrooms and ball gowns. We have responsibilities to carry out. We're held to a higher standard because we are the daughters of the King. And our crown may feel heavy at times, but it's such an honor to wear. Now, Stacy, when you think about it, what's one way that you wear your crown?
Like an actual crown?
No, not an actual physical crown. I mean more like characteristics you have that show others your royalty through Christ.
Oh. I'd say I wear my crown when I'm helping others. I mean, a good princess sees the needs of others, right? And she helps them the way her father would want her to.
That is a great way to wear your crown. I'd say one of the ways I wear my crown is by doing what God created me to do. I love writing and researching and learning and teaching. And when I'm writing a book or preparing content for True Girl, I feel like I'm wearing my crown because that's how God has called me to use the talents and giftings He's given me to bring Him glory. And He designed me that way. And I think walking in the King's calling is exactly what a princess does.
I agree. You know, what you just said reminds me of Ephesians 2:10. It says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago." God designed us perfectly. We're His masterpiece. And when we know Jesus, we're ready to do all the amazing things God planned for us long ago, including things like researching and teaching, or maybe singing, or being an amazing mom, or all of those things.
Yep, and I like to say the one who designed us gets to define us. We shouldn't be looking to the world to define who we are. And be patient. You might not know if you're a researcher or a teacher or an amazing mom yet, but God will teach you as you grow. But instead of relying on the world, let's rely on what our Father has already said about us in the Bible.
Absolutely. I'd much rather be a princess anyway.
Me too. Stacy?
Yeah?
I don't mean to ruin things, but Maybe. Could I have a blanket from that castle? I'm kind of ready to head to bed.
I guess.
Nothing says royalty like a blanket castle in the True Girl Tour Bus. And nothing says responsibility like being a princess. I hope you're excited about finding new ways to wear your crown, be creative, and serve others well as the daughter of the king. Well, have you ordered your copy of the new True Girl Crazy for Jesus album yet? There are only two places you can get it, on our website at mytruegirl.com or at the new True Girl Crazy Hair Tour. It may be coming to a town near you in the upcoming tour season. You'll find the tour schedule and more information at mytruegirl.com. Do you ever wonder if it's a good thing to be a girl? I mean, some people do. But here at True Girl, we do believe it's really great that God chose for us to be female. We'll talk about why in the next episode. Be sure to join us. I am a true girl. True Girl Podcast is produced by Revive Our Hearts, calling women of all ages to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ. Wear My Crown, lyrics and music by Carmen Hadley and David Tulin.